As of today, it is no longer a crime to possess or transport up to an ounce of marijuana in the state of Alaska. However, the rule change is still a long way from the fully legal and regulated market that voters passed with Ballot Measure 2. And as state entities work to develop comprehensive new laws on a new commodity, municipalities are rushing to find shorter-term public safety solutions. KSKA's Zechariah Hughes reports.
Yesterday, Governor Bill Walker introduced legislation that would create a marijuana control board under the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The group will be in charge of designing regulations as the state's permit structure takes shape in the year ahead. The board is similar to the Alcoholic Beverages Control Board, which oversees liquor licenses for the state, and a comprehensive framework for legalizing marijuana is proceeding steadily through the legislature. Bruce Schulte is a spokesman for the Coalition for Responsible Cannabis Legislation, which is offering policy recommendations to lawmakers on transitioning to a legal marijuana market.
We're pretty happy with Senate Bill 30 the way it is right now.
Legalization advocates are using money from supporters and the Marijuana Policy Project to fund a Consume Responsibly campaign, featuring bus ads in Anchorage the next 2 weeks with the slogan, "With great marijuana laws comes great responsibility." The message puts the burden of restraint on consumers, asking for a good neighbor approach. The ABC board met this morning for an emergency session that extended bans on consuming alcohol in public to marijuana. That's a step that some municipalities have already taken on themselves.
We have to do something, I think, to make sure that their public is safe.
Paul Honeman is a member of the Anchorage Assembly. The Anchorage ban on public consumption comes with a $100 fine, similar to a parking ticket. At a special session convened today, the Assembly unanimously passed another public safety measure on a process that extracts the active ingredient in cannabis for concentrated, highly potent byproducts. The measure intends to maintain a ban on certain rendering processes that have caused dozens of house explosions in Colorado since legalization. Anchorage Police Chief Mark Mew is working closely with the Assembly to develop reasonable enforcement policies, in part because he wants the department to be ready for new developments before they become a problem.
Whether it's the butane hash oil scenario we saw there or more advanced equipment, you know, I can't tell you that, but I do know we have actionable information about people who've ordered and received stuff that would be, I believe, illegal under the current ordinance.
Critics say the measure is unnecessarily broad and would be more effective with a refined language, but the Assembly in Anchorage is taking the approach that it's better to do something than nothing, and that it can always repeal the rules once state measures are released later on. In Anchorage, I'm Zechariah Hughes.